Frequency Cast Special Report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete.
And I'm Carl from Frequency Cast, the award-winning UK tech podcast.
In June 2011, we were at the Home Technology event in London, looking out for the latest cool technology to review. Now, in previous podcasts, we've looked closely at home electricity energy meters, those little gadgets that can tell you how much you're spending on your electricity, with the aim of cutting down the costs. Now, these are great for electricity, but what if you want to cut down on your gas central heating costs? We caught up with Barry and Anita from a company called ETRV, who told us about their rather unique product.
Electricity meters have become very prevalent, but people have very little control over seeing what gas they're using and when, and we've been doing some studies into that which are very enlightening on how much energy is used in gas for heating homes. In fact, it's around 58% of the energy use in a house relates to heating, and yet most people are concentrating on low energy light bulbs, which are using a fraction of the energy of the overall home. So heating bills are becoming very dominant and very relevant for people to manage better.
And of course, at the moment, we're seeing this hideous sort of 20% increase in fuel prices going through. So yeah, anything we can do to keep the bills down. Now, what I'm looking at here, it looks a little bit, at first glance, like one of these sort of plug-in air freshener thingies. I'm clearly wrong with that, aren't I? So just explain what I'm looking at here, please.
Okay, Pete, well, this is an ETRV. People generally on the end of their radiators have thermostatic radiator valves, which is shortened to TRVs for thermostatic radiator valves. This is an ETRV, which is an electronic thermostatic radiator valve. And this has been British designed and British manufactured, and we have a patent in the UK that enables you to undo your existing TRV from a radiator, that's a DIY job, and to fit an ETRV directly in place.
And this is something that you do yourself. You're not expecting some professional fitters to come in and install it. It's just a case of getting the old cap off and putting this on.
Well, provided you've got a TRV already, then it's a DIY installation. If you don't have a thermostatic valve body in place, then you may need a tradesman, heating engineer to come and help you fit that, unless you're confident at draining down a heating system yourself. But if you have a thermostatic valve with 1-5 on it already, it's a direct swap and it takes about a minute to fit.
Superb. Okay, I'm going to turn now to Anita, who's going to give me a quick demonstration of this, because obviously this fits on your on the radiator control, and it comes with a little infrared remote control, is that right?
That's right. It's just like your TV remote control. It's point and shoot.
So can we just, with the demonstration unit we have here, just take a look at this and show me how, for instance, I'd program one of these.
Basically, you've got three preset programs, 1, 2, or 3, with different timetables on. You choose the one you like. If you don't like any of those, you can set up your own one. And it's basically just a question of pressing set button, program one, if you're choosing program one, and set again, and that's it. It's that simple.
So what can I actually set with this? Can I set the temperature at a particular time of day or that sort of thing?
Yeah, you can do exactly that. You have choice of three different on-offs per day, so you can have in the morning when you get up in your bedroom, you want it nice and warm. During the day, you're at work, so you can have it on a low setting. And then the evening when you go to bed, you might want it slightly warmer than during the day, but not as hot as at night. So you've got three different settings a day, so you've got really close, accurate control, heating when you need it.
So what I have at my house at the moment is we have our thermostat set to about, I don't know, 22, something along those lines. We have one room that's freezing, and my little cubbyhole upstairs is baking. And obviously I've got no way of independently controlling them other than twisting the knob. That will solve my problem, is this right?
Completely and utterly. You're going to get digital control, very close control. You can have a different time in your little cubbyhole and temperature to the one in your downstairs. And you can choose which temperature you want it to be at. It's going to be spot on.
Wow, okay, I'm very impressed. Barry, I'll turn back to you. Have you got any figures that demonstrate how much this can save?
When we launched the product, we said there was realistic potential for 25% energy savings. We tried to establish a portfolio of houses that we could test this on, and we found a gentleman called Chris Gare, who's been monitoring his gas consumption for the last 3 years and outside temperatures on a daily basis. We asked Chris if he'd like to fit ETRVs into his house, and he agreed to, but he said he was sceptical about achieving any energy savings. Since then, he's published his data, and he's made a 23% energy saving on his gas use through exchanging his existing TRVs to electronic TRVs. And this was a man who was already motivated to save energy in his house.
Has he published his data online somewhere?
Yes, if you Google Chris Gare, I think it's www.gare.co.uk, that's G-A-R-E.co.uk, and you can link to his home heating experiments and see what he's done, where he's been monitoring his gas meter, a little bit like you mentioned the electricity meter, and he was frustrated by a lack of data, and he's absolutely delighted with what ETRV has done for him. We've also had some commercial success where ETRVs have been applied in halls of residence, in student accommodation in universities, and our customers tell us that they're achieving a payback in less than 9 months. So that's a worthwhile investment on everybody's money.
Superb. And talking about the payback element of it, how much is it going to cost me to equip my house with these?
Well, that will depend on how many radiators you have and where you see the benefit of applying them. You can buy as many or as few as you require. Most of our customers are buying one or two for areas that they see the advantages and then expanding the system into other areas as they see fit. So this isn't, unlike other systems, a £500 entry level. You've got a £50 or under £50 entry level for the first valve, and then you can expand the system as you see fit.
So we're talking £50 per unit?
Yes, and for that at the moment, we currently have a promotion running for giving you a free handset and free UK delivery.
Very nice. So if I want to equip my house before the winter, where do I go to find out more?
If you go to www.etrv.co.uk, there's a link there to our own web shop or a number of distributors who offer specialist products. For example, we have people with green energy shops who can offer you other gadgets to help save you energy, as well as ETRV.
For more information on the ETRV system and to hear some of the other interviews we recorded at the London Home Technology event, please go to frequencycast.co.uk/HTE.
Hi there, I'm Susie Perry from The Gadget Show, listening to Frequency Cast.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of the London Home Technology event 2011. To keep up to date with TV and technology, catch our free technology radio show, which you can listen to online or download as a podcast. You can find us at frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Shutdown complete.